other. It is the Cannon Miss. We're turning the clock back. It's October of 1997. I'm still on the air making the big bucks and getting the money.
Did K-Bum not work out, or what happened?
Didn't work out up there, Eric, my boy, up in Baudette.
So you're...
You know the thing I'm proudest of? I outlasted six station managers and six program directors. Yes.
CCL survivor.
Get rid of that dog team. I wasn't going to play the dogs, but Lunch called me up in a fit.
Yeah, I have to have them.
And he says, you got to have them.
Yeah.
Eric says you got to have them.
Got to have the dogs.
Got to have the dogs.
It's not right without them.
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? I've been a consultant. You remember when I was on the air? That was any consultant was in radio and television. Meant they didn't have a job.
Right.
They hired one program director. I said, what'd you do before you got up here? I was a consultant down in Houston. Oh, yeah. Out of the business for 2 years, huh? Well, that's what I've been doing. I've been consulting with Harvey over at Paul Williams on Lake Street, you know, the tire shop.
Very good.
He's an old friend of mine. I'm trying to help him figure out how to get more business. I'm in the automotive field now. I've got some friends over at Isles Auto Repair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nick and Jason, and I've been coming in and helping them out, too.
Hanging out in the grease rack.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah. I got a grease job that I got to do, and an old Maverick, your car, Lunch.
That's right.
At 9:15, so I got to get the hell out of here. I can't stand around and talk to the crack management staff, you know.
Well, you've got still got the European touring sedan, or what are you driving?
I got the big German car.
Okay.
The big German car.
Mm-hmm.
I parked it close by here, Lunch. We're going to have to run out there and quarter the meter.
I'll plug the meters.
I asked the crack management staff here, and can you pay for my, I want to park in the Lincoln Rec. What is it, the Lincoln still over here? The
Lincoln
lot?
Rec. No, that's where Morgan plays.
No, the Lincoln building.
Oh.
The big, tall building. No, it's something else. Yeah, Metropolitan building.
Metropolitan, yeah.
I had that in my contract for about 9 years, you know.
Right.
Station paid for it, so I thought, I talked to the crack management staff here. And Wendy, the program director, gave me a handful of quarters. She says, quarter the meter like the rest of the guys. I said, thanks, Wendy.
Took it right out of her purse.
Oh, yeah.
She
had that little purse there, you know, like Ma lingers here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Looking sexy, isn't she, Mike?
She's still got the good legs.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Mind if I get a little closer, Ma?
Stay away.
Oh, okay.
You're halitosis at this time of the morning. And who's this handsome gentleman to my right?
That's Dave Schultz. He's the guy that runs all of the controls.
I remember. Dave Schultz, are you anything to the Dave Schultz from the Broad Street Bullies, the Philadelphia Flyers, circa 1970?
It's too young for that, Ma. Put your microphone on. You're going to talk, Dave. You can't. You haven't got a mic?
No, he can't talk.
He can't talk. Well, Dave Schultz. You've got a famous name, Dave Schultz. Notice my cap. I got this for a Christmas present.
Well, that was your
crack management staff. Says CBS on it.
Wasn't that what they gave you on your last day?
No, that was a couple of years ago. It was, not a couple, let's see. I've been off the air 4 years, so it was the year before that when I had my 25th anniversary of the Cannon Mess.
Right.
And they presented me with this CBS cap made in Taiwan. I didn't know CBS. What's the other name now?
Infinity.
Infinity,
yes.
CBS had a station in Taiwan. Well, Dick Nixon always loved Taiwan. I am not a crook, but I love Taiwan. And if those Chinese do anything to bomb Taiwan, we'll send over all the marauders. I am not a crook. I can't do anybody.
You can't.
I can't.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Pretty good John Wayne there.
Oh, Lunch. I got to tell you this, Eric. This is actually the Dave Lee Show. Dave said to Gilbert of the Pioneer Press, mm-hmm. He said...
Lambert.
Oh, Lambert, yeah. Brian Lambert. The only guy that's ever given me a break in the newspapers, and I can't remember his name.
Lambert.
Brian Lambert did a column.
Nice one, too.
Yeah, and he called me up prior to it, and he said, is this true? Dave Lee told me that he had to do your show once when he first got here from North Dakota. And he asked you, Cannon, what can I do to, you know, keep the show going and everything? And supposedly I said to him, the only thing you got to remember, kid, is mention my name every 10 minutes.
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you something. Lee's lying. I said, mention my name every 5 minutes. That's what it was. But this is the Dave Lee Show, and I'm happy to be here for Dave. Malinger is here. Backlash LaRue will arrive. And Morgan Mundane, hopefully. Eric, you're a news guy.
Yep.
Did you know that Morgan's abode, the Fairmont Hotel at 9th and Hennepin, is being demolished?
Right.
And Morgan is being evicted.
It's right above the bookstore, isn't it? That's closed.
No. Is there a bookstore there? And I don't think so.
Maybe.
Well, whatever. But anyhow, Morgan...
What's he going to do?
Well, he's going to live in my basement for a while at the mansion. Of course, it's not a regular basement. I mean, it's good enough to be a condo for somebody that's working as not a stockbroker. Not them. No, not now. But Morgan, you'll ask him when he comes in.
Okay.
The time right now, if I got a clock, I can't see it. Oh, behind me, and it's digital, here in the Star Wars studio. You know something? I've never worked in this studio.
We couldn't tell.
618. 618 on the digital clock on the old wall. And Ma, what do you think?
I think it's time for Lynch to say the temperature, and we get in a lot of commercials because we all need the money, especially Infinity. They own 186 stations now. Isn't that wonderful modern day radio?
Yeah, this is Cannon, along with Eric Escala, Mike Lunch, and Morgan Mundane's just come in.
Holy Christmas. What kind of studio is this? This looks like a TV studio, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Morg. Let's not knock everything here.
Well, the basement studio is walled off, so.
What happened to them twins losing 6 out of 7, Eric, to Tampa Bay? Is it over?
Well, I think it may be, but Guzman's back.
Yeah, Guzman's back, but where's the hitting? This club can't hit anymore.
What have you been doing, Morg?
I've been talking to my agent about doing a book, you know, Bill Clinton. You see all the money he's getting, Eric?
$10 million?
$10 million. Clinton is looking for a name for his new autobiography, and I'm going to suggest Below the Beltway.
That ain't bad, Morg. That ain't bad.
Yes, George W. I love George W. Bush.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I like this old man, too. But can I tell you something about George W.?
Please, be my guest.
After George W.'s visit with the Pope, Steve-O,
yeah,
the White House got a fax from the Vatican with these words, "We like our towels back."
Who's running your material, Morg?
One of them consultants used to be program director here. I give him about $5 a copy.
You want to name him?
Nah, I never liked him when he was here. Why should I mention his name now?
What do you got, Lunch? The weather?
No, I did the 61 degrees. Carp, Minnesota, reports 49.
Very good.
Not far from K-Bum's listening range.
Yes. I thought when I left CCO I was going to K-Bum to do... just for folks who don't know about K-Bum and Baudette, they're an all-night station. They sign out at 12 midnight. They go till 6 a.m. I was going to do the early morning show from midnight till 3 for some big bucks and all the walleye pike I could eat. But
well, the tar paper shack, too, remember?
Yeah, that was a little condominium. But they reneged on the whole thing, so the heck with it. We're going to do a number of things on this show. It's nice being here. I've done my bit now. I'm going to pick up the money, and I'm going.
Do you feel comfortable?
No, I don't feel comfortable at all. Yeah, I like working at a cubbyhole old studio. When I broke into radio, cubbyholes were the thing, you know, because you're just talking to one person out there. I feel like I've got a declaim here. My friends.
Yeah.
You know, when I first broke into radio, we used to stand up and broadcast.
Sure.
I'm not kidding you. And people declaimed, "Hi there, this is Steve Cannon, and I'm here at WCCO Radio, and I want to tell you, friends, get up to Hurley's Hanging Gardens, have a bump before you go to work, and it'll make it a lot easier to face your boss." That sort of thing, you know?
Did you cup your hand over your ear?
Oh, yes, I always did that.
That was back when you were good.
Tony Marvin was Arthur Godfrey's announcer, and he had a deep voice. And the Tony Marvin story is, well, first of all, what Eric was referring to, old-time announcers always cup their ears so they could hear those mellow tones.
Right.
And, Tony Marvin had his great voice, and supposedly he got out in the CBS building, and we had elevator operators in those days. He said, "What floor, Tony?" And he cupped his ear, and he said, "Four, please." I was going to say, we used to stand up and declaim, and then Arthur Godfrey came in. And as people said, did you have a hero? Godfrey. Mm-hmm. Because Godfrey just talked to one person out there. Before that, we were all shouting, and Godfrey got in there. My friends, I want you to go down to the Cannon Furniture Store tomorrow. Norman Cannon, such a wonderful guy, give you a good deal. Isn't that right, Julius?
That's right, Arthur.
Julius LaRosa, remember? Sure. And it was just a great show. He revolutionized radio. You know, I can get with what happened to Godfrey after he retired. He went down to Miami. Mm-hmm. He bought the penthouse at one of those high-rises, and he was going crazy up there. He literally is going crazy, staring at the water all day long, and he didn't have anything to do, you know. And so I decided that if and when I ever got a place in Florida, I would never get into a high-rise. So I did not. I've got a place down there, and I'm on the first floor, where I can walk in and walk out just like I have a house.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of nice. And I'll tell you something, Florida is nice in the winter.
Summer?
Summer, you don't want it. You know, that's you know those 3 weeks we had here? Mm-hmm. That's how it is all summer long down there.
Couldn't handle it.
91 during the day, 75 at night. And it's humid, but the winters are fabulous.
That's great. We're really glad you're back.
Well, that's nice being here. And, let's see. Oh, Ann Cates is next. CBS Market Watch here on the Dave Lee Show on WCCO. 61 degrees. It's 627. And,
okay, Ann Cates, what you got on the Cannon mess?
Okay, thanks. Good morning. Home improvement chain Lowe's will be among the stocks to watch today after topping Wall Street's earnings forecast by a penny a share. Lowe's also reported same-store sales were up a little over 1.5% during the quarter. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline may make an offer for a division of aspirin maker Bayer. According to published reports, Glaxo prepared to offer up to $15 billion for Bayer's pharmaceutical unit. NBC may be getting ready to make a bid for Spanish-language TV company Telemundo. According to the Wall Street Journal, Telemundo owners Sony and Liberty Media say they're willing to listen to unsolicited proposals. S&P futures right now down half a point. The NASDAQ futures up 9. From the CBS MarketWatch.com newsroom, I'm Ann Cates, and that's CCO Business.
She's got a nice voice, hasn't she, Lunch?
She's not bad.
Have you met her?
No, I haven't met her. No, she's in New York somewhere.
Wasn't there another woman that did this at one time, maybe 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean, but I can't quite place the name.
I remember I'm meeting her. Win a trip to Pebble Beach, golf lessons, or a chance to golf with former Minnesota Viking Matt Blair and WCCO's Kim Jeffries each week from Rainbow Foods. Listen to Matt Blair's Corporate Golf Academy show at 12:10 p.m. each Sunday after the sports huddle with the Oracle, Sidney Hartman. What time does he get in here?
6:40.
I can't wait. Get the Oracle in here. Sidney, what do you think? What do you think about those twins? And then Sid's going to have some... No, Sid, I've been listening lately. He's not making excuses for the twins anymore.
He's not the official apologist.
No.
No.
No, no. He's into the Vikings now, as is most of the sports fans around here, due to the death watch now on the Minnesota Twins. Let's do this. This is Cannon, and I'm here for Dave Lee with the Little Cannons. Mike Lunch, Eric Escala. What a motley crew. Little traveling music for you, babe, as you move all the way up from River Falls. Yes, sir. AC/DC's with us. And they're here on a highway to hell. What's he doing playing that rock and roll on CC&O? I want to tell you something. When I first came over here to this here radio station, you can get rid of that, Dave. I came over here from the Boulevard of Broken Hearts where I worked for Stanley at KSTP. And the playlist here for music at CCO is rather conservative. So the first day I was on the air, and I was on the air from 3 to 6 in the afternoon, one of the announcers came in to me, and he said, Steve-O, that tune that you just played just now, that heavy rock and roll tune, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. You won't last long at this station if you're going to play that kind of music. And I says, okay. And you know what the tune was?
What?
Neil Diamond and Crackling Rosie.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Heavy duty rock and roll, so I was frightened, and I reached into my little sack. I always carried a little shopping bag from Cubs, and I pulled out Sly and the Family Stone, and I played that too next.
Pressing your luck.
Yeah, pressing my luck. Rock and roll, I swear to you. Boy, I thought, I'm at the wrong station.
Well, how many records did you play an hour back then? A couple? Because you didn't have a lot of time. You had so many commercials.
Greg Wong, a sports writer for the Pioneer Press, told me that he drove from Duluth to Minneapolis during my show. He said I was on 6 minutes. It was all commercials.
It seemed like 12.
It seemed like 12, yeah. I remember right around our 50th anniversary. Remember that? We had that beautiful party up at the Marriott.
Wonderful.
Fabulous. So just before that, and Lunch will back this up, I'm not going to mention this fellow's name on the air because I like him. But he works for one of the newspapers, either the Pioneer Press or the Tribune. He said, wrote in his column, he said, I drove to Mankato down to the Viking summer
training camp.
Yeah, training camp. Thanks for helping me because I stutter a lot now since I've had the coronary.
We're here for you.
No, I haven't had a coronary. Yes. I wanted sympathy there, but I have not had a coronary. I may have one on this show, however.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Mm-hmm. We're ready to operate.
All right, here's the deal. If I have the big C, the big coronary, you get these commercials in because I'm going to get the money for the show. Just push me aside. I'm not going anywhere. And then after you get the commercials in at 9 o'clock, then you call Wielander Quist. Okay?
We got the number right here.
We got the instructions.
All right, now I got to do a spot, then we'll get back to what I was talking about. What are we doing? Oh, Carolyn Peterson, you got a great voice.
Thank you, Stephen. Yours isn't too bad, you know. Oh. Not bad at all. Hey, welcome back. It's fun to hear you.
Leave you two alone.
You got a nice... Well, yeah, you worked in radio elsewhere as a disc jockey? Or?
Yeah, music.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, get that traffic.
And good morning, WCCO Traffic and Weather Together on the 8th. I'm Carolyn Peterson. This report is brought to you by Schuler Shoes. It's a crash now for Brooklyn Center. Looks like traffic dodging a lot of debris in the right lane, 694 westbound at 252. And in Woodbury, a vehicle on fire, 94 westbound at 494. State Patrol is on the scene. The largest selection of New Balance footwear and apparel in Minnesota is only at New Balance Twin Cities. Women's size 6 to men's size 18, AA to 6E, New Balance Twin Cities, Maple Grove, Bloomington, and St. Louis Park. That's a look at traffic. Now, Mike, it's your turn with forecast.
And this weather's extra special because it's brought to you by the Stiff Tongue Fest.
What?
That's right. That's what it says. The Stiff Tongue Fest.
Boy, I tell you, CCO's getting very risque. You know that? Very risky.
What do you think of that, Ma? The Stiff Tongue Fest.
Oh, I'm not going to comment. You boys are such dirty minds. Please get on with it.
We learned it from you. Stiff Tongue Fest, Minnesota's oldest German celebration, starting August 24th. Here in the Twin Cities, sunny today, a high of 82, southeast winds 10 to 15. Gorgeous day tonight. High pressure hangs in there down to 60. And then tomorrow, infamous low pressure. And a pretty good chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Pretty clear the rest of the week. Highs will be in the 80s. Right now, Silver Bay, 43. Here in South Dakota, 55. Lude, Minnesota, 58.
Lude. Oh, yeah.
The shores of Lake of the Woods.
Uh-huh.
In the Twin Cities now, it's 61 degrees. Cannon in the morning on WCCO.
And I'm here for Dave Lee. I'm going to work today. If I get through this show today, I'll do tomorrow.
Are you being paid by the day like the old days?
I'm being paid by the hour.
By the hour.
Yeah, because I may walk out a little later.
In cash.
Yeah, right. listen to Food for Thought with a sweet woman. I love her, Suze Ellickson, every Wednesday at 2:50, brought to you by the Chef's Gallery and Cooking School in downtown Stillwater. I had one of my first jobs in Stillwater. I worked at WSHB. Worked for a guy named Bill Johns and Richie Powers, two great guys. Had a lot of fun there. But I was a salesman. And I had one show, radio show. It was on Saturday afternoons, and it was... call-in show. Actually, they would call up and ask for a request. And I was single in those days, and I was playing it for all my girlfriends up in St. Paul and Minneapolis. But I didn't know how to sell, and I didn't... I'll tell you how I used to sell. I'd walk into Simonette's, which is still down there, a furniture store in Stillwater. And I walk in, and I'd say, Mr. Simonette, my name is Steve Cannon. I'm with WSHB, the radio station in here in Stillwater. He'd go, yes, Steve. You wouldn't want to buy any radio time, would you? He'd say, no, I don't want to buy any radio time. I was so negative. It was incredible. So, we had this, if I got time to tell a story or do we have to do another commercial?
Well, Sid's ready to go.
Well, Sid is here. All right, Sidney, my boy, the Oracle, my old friend, good to have you with us on the radio. I guess Sid's not here.
I'm here.
Oh, are you, Sidney?
How you doing? Good to have you on the air.
Thank you.
They ought to get you back.
Well, I'm back by the hour right now, Sid. See if I can make it through this show.
I think you'll make it. I mean, there's no better pro than you, about young man.
Thank you. Sidney, what can one say about the Twins when they lose 6 out of 7 in the past week to Tampa Bay? Have you got any, can you make an excuse for them?
No, they're not very good, that's all.
What happened to the hitting and the pitching, for that matter?
Hitting has gone south. I mean, you know, sometimes these pitchers are getting all that money.
Mm-hmm.
They got to win a game 1-0 or something, or 2-1 or something like that.
Well, the only pitcher that's really getting the big money is Radke. Is Milton getting paid handsomely, too?
Yes, sir. Pretty good for a 30-year guy.
Okay, well, Toronto's in town tonight, 7 o'clock on WCCO. Sid, let's talk about the Vikings now. I noticed in your column you quoted Kuharich, former general manager of the New Orleans Saints, saying that he thought that the Vikings offense would have to score a lot of points because they were a little light on the defense. Now, he meant by light that those the front four are not large in bulk, or what did he mean, just light in talent?
That's correct.
Which,
you going to let Escalo do this, or are you going to do it?
Well, Eric's going to come in, too, but just tell me, what did Kuharich mean by that?
Well, he meant they're not a big group. They're more speed and quick than the size, and their defense is not very good. I mean, we'll find out this Friday, Steve-O. They play Peyton Manning, and they play another great running back they got, and a pretty good defense in the Colts, and then they go down and play Miami. We'll find out a lot more about this team. Like I wrote in the Sunday paper, the best sports station in the world, that they're going to, Dennis Green, if he can go to the playoffs with this team and with the defense they got, he's a miracle man. They're going to have to outscore everybody.
Peyton Manning racked up 40 points against the Vikings. However, I must say that Culpepper was hurt in that game and could hardly move, let alone play, because of the bad ankle. But they can put up points pretty fast.
They'll have to put them up. Culpepper and Moss, that'll be their deal. And Carter, but then you got two new tackles, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to protect that Culpepper. I just hope he don't get hurt, because then they'd really be in trouble.
Yes, he would. Eric.
When does Radke come back, Sid?
He'll come back this week. But Radke, the last few starts he had, he'd given up 38 hits in 25 innings. So he was 7-1 on May 17th and had a under 3 ERA, and now he's 10-7 with a 4-point ERA. So pitching carried them early in the season. They weren't hitting that great. And now they can't hit and they can't pitch. So they got no chance for the wild card.
But, Sidney, I've got a good chance for you. How's your love life? I've got a woman that's very interested in dating you.
She must be desperate.
No, she's not desperate. This is the same woman I told you about 6 years ago that was working part-time here on the switchboard.
I know.
And, this is true. Now, don't laugh, because she said to me, I came in and she said she was working on weekends, and I was doing a Sunday night sports show.
Yeah.
And she said, is Sid Hartman married? I said, no, he's divorced. She says, does he have a girlfriend? I said, I don't think so. She said, I'd like to go out with him. I think he's a handsome guy. So you know what, folks? I told that to Sidney, and he says, she's too young. She'd never go out with an old guy like me. Sid, yeah. She suggested it, and you didn't take up the...
My love life is fine. I don't need any...
Well, you don't need my help.
What do you call them, Jewish shotguns?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
The two great legends, Steve Cannon and Sid Hartman, right here on W.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
That was fun yesterday.
Thank you.
The great Kathy on my big boat.
It was really fun, Sid. Thanks.
We went out to Stillwater, then we went to St. Pedro's and had dinner, and it was a lot of fun.
It sure was. Thanks again. You were a great host.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later, Sid.
All right.
The Oracle, Sidney Hartman, on the Dave Lee Show. This is Cannon. It is 6:40. I can't read that digital clock. Tell me.
6:48.
You think I'm going to bring an alarm clock in here tomorrow?
Sure.
I will. 6:48, 61 degrees. This is Cannon. Let's hear this.